97.9 FM WCHL Championship Sports presents The Grid. WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show. Join WCHL over the next hour as we preview all the area games and the storylines you care about. All season long, The Grid is your home for all your area schools, including the Carrboro Jaguars, the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, the Chapel Hill Tigers, and all the surrounding area schools from Orange and Chatham counties. The Grid, WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show, starts now.
Hello, and welcome to The Grid with Matt and Matt. Matt Oakes of WCHL, along with myself, Matt Paul, formerly of USA Today and Newsday, and now happy to be part of WCHL and ChapelBorough.com, are here to join you each week with our look at area high school football. We'll preview the games, interview coaches, count down our WCHL ChapelBorough.com Super 6 poll, and in a new segment we're really excited about, select our Grid Grade of the Week. Matt Oakes, I hand the pigskin off to you.
Well, thank you, Matt Paul. I'm so excited as well. This is going to be a great series, and we're off and running tonight with a great matchup. We've got Chapel Hill heading on down to East Chapel Hill for a little battle of Chapel Hill tonight, so we'll see who can come on top there. Earlier this week, I got a chance to talk to Coach Isaac Marsh, and I tell you what, they may be an 0-3 team, but that may be the best 0-3 team I've ever seen. So they've got plenty of fight still left in them, and let's hear now from Coach Marsh.
I thought both teams played extremely well. Hats go off to Carrboro. Coach Jason, he has done an outstanding job with the Carrboro program, and the success is just one for the high school, you know, athletic programs in general here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Just, you know, overall the excitement level, we have something special going on. I was disappointed, you know, that we fell a little short towards the end, but overall I was proud of our players and the fan support from that night and everything. So I definitely can say I'm definitely happy with the progress that we're making as a team.
And, you know, that's the second tough luck loss, really, you guys have had. And though you're sitting at 0-3, do you sometimes feel like, wow, this is the best 0-3 team out there? I mean, it seems like you're right there. It's just, you know, a couple things just haven't fallen your way. What is your take on that?
Yeah, well, one, we're young. We're learning a new offensive system, and the guys are getting better each week with that. Defensively, we only return three players off our defense the past year, and it's just, you know, take some time for some of the younger guys to adjust to the Friday night speed and being placed in different positions in order for us to be successful. I think we're progressing in the right direction, and based upon that, you know, during our open week, we have had all our players at practice, so that's always a positive sign where you don't have players. Anytime you start off 0-3 like we have, you tend to have players not show up for practice and not continue to be as committed and dedicated, and we haven't had that. So that's a sign that we are moving in the right direction and the players believe in what we're doing. So we're going to eventually break through with a win. I hope that it'll be soon, but I think we're doing the things the right way.
Great. Well, with the bye week last week, what were you really focusing on? What things were you able to really improve on?
Well, we had, you know, one of our main focuses was to get, you know, healthy. We had a couple of guys banged up. Brandon Nickerson, he hasn't been at full playing speed since the first game. And then we haven't had Andy Gillespie, who was a returning receiver for us. So there's several, you know, things that, you know, we wanted to get healthy. And then the other focus was just getting better on both sides of the ball, offense, defense, and special teams, along with just focusing on East Chapel Hill, not looking past East to the conference or taking East for granted. And that's one thing that we have emphasized all last week during the bye week and especially yesterday at practice. So East is a I thought that I was at the game Friday watching East play, And I thought that they should have beat Southern Alabama. East is a strong team, and they have some athletes that we have to be concerned about.
So you've mentioned it, big game against East Chapel Hill. Really, if you break it down, what are the keys to the contest? A few things that you need to look out for of Coach Sherman's squad, and then things that if you take care of, you'll be able to come out with your first win.
I truly believe some of the concerns that, you know, that I have voiced to our coaches and the players, I strongly believe that they're running ability has vastly improved. I saw Friday night, number 40, I believe his name is Kobe. He runs extremely hard and low, and when he's moving, he's tough to bring down. And then they have a good balance where they're bringing number 25. He has a little more speed than Kobe, but very explosive. His first two steps can make you miss, and then he can get vertically on you very quick, and it catches the ball extremely well coming out of the backfield. So from that perspective, we're definitely game planning for that. And then definitely trying to keep the quarterback, Connor, in the pocket. We don't want him rolling out and being very mobile. I think he is a dual threat, throwing the ball. He throws a very good ball to the wide receivers, number one and number three. And, you know, he can run the ball extremely well. So we definitely have to control them on the offensive side of the ball. One thing that stood out about their team defensively, they're fundamentally sound. They make tackles. They don't miss. They're in position to make plays. And I definitely have to say up front, they have, with Kobe playing on the defensive line, he gives depth along with Chris Austin and a couple of others. They have an excellent front eight. Guys, like I said, they're in position and they're fundamentally sound and making tackles. So hopefully, you know, we're able, you know, to move the ball on them. And, you know, we have practiced last week and this week looking at their different sets that they run defensively. So if we can take care of the football and do not get off to a slow start, like we have had the past three games, I think we have an opportunity to play and compete with East.
That was Coach Marsh of Chapel Hill. And after a commercial break, we'll return to the grid with Matt and Matt, and we'll talk to Coach Sherman of East Chapel Hill.
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Oakes on the grid with Matt and Matt. Well, we've heard from Coach Isaac Marsh, but what about Coach Sherman at East Chapel Hill? His team will be hosting this weekend, and they are 1-3, coming off a 45-28 loss last week to Southern Alamance. But Coach Sherman thinks his squad is starting to peak, especially on the offensive ends of things. They're really starting to be able to ground and pound with some of those running backs over there. So we'll see what he thinks about his squad's chances this week.
Going based on the game, obviously it kills when you lose a game. I saw some good resolve in our team, especially in the first half. Actually, you know, we got down at one touchdown early. We tied it, and then we went up 14-7. And went down again and came back. You guys within 1 point right at half. And then at halftime, we made some adjustments. We came out in the second half, and we went up 28-22. I was really excited about our performance on that part, how we stepped up and rebounded from being down. And then it looked like we were about to go up 35-22. Our touchdown got called back, so it kind of brought our team down a little bit, and they came back and down and scored, and they went up 29-28. And then we tried to force it a little bit on my part, calling some plays probably shouldn't have called, and they picked it for a touchdown. At that standpoint, I think our kids kind of dropped their heads, even though we're still in this game, you know, 8 points down and 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I was impressed how he responded in the first half. I was impressed how he came out in the second half, essentially the third quarter, up to the point where some calls maybe didn't go right our way, and we kind of put our heads down. far as resolve goes, I mean, I'm excited about that standpoint. Not excited about the loss, but I'm happy about where the future can lie for us on how we respond. We've got to continue to put the, I guess, the gas on when we get up.
Can you talk a little bit about your offense and how you've seen improvement as the season's gone on, especially in that rushing department? It seems like you're starting to really be able to pound the ball.
Yeah, I mean, part of it was the fact that we're starting, you know, three sophomores in there this year. Really, maybe two sophomores and some new guys. We have really two guys that we've played that have been playing here for years, Evers and Burns. And Burns went down this bad last week, so we had to put another young guy in. But we're getting better as far as knowing where we need to block, more physical in our approach. Our pass rush is getting better. I just feel like our team continues to get better each week as we practice. We just got to clean up some of the mistakes that we're going into. But I'm really impressed with how the offensive line coaches are getting the young guys ready to play. And that speaks well for the future. Maybe obviously not right this moment, but I think later in the season, when we get to conference, it's going to speak a lot of volume on how well we can play and how much better we can get.
As far as practice this week, how is that going with, you know, Chapel Hill obviously coming up? What have you guys been really focusing on?
What we really came out with, especially on Monday, is just focus on fixing the little things. You know, fixing some false starts we had, some holding calls we might have had, putting our hands in the right place, and just getting better at what we've been doing, and then focus on the fact that we have been getting better offensively, and also on defense this past practice, working on the little things, you know, working on our run game, our run-stopping game, because we had some issues where we let ourselves get trapped and let a big score up the middle happen when it didn't have to happen as far as playing our gaps right and being more gap sound. So I thought practice has been pretty good. Obviously, we have a good practice here Wednesday. Today, this afternoon, is going to count a lot what we need to get into. But I thought the mentality's been good. I thought the energy's been good. You know, you still don't expect a lot of energy sometimes when you're 1-3. But the fact is, Chapel Hill, the fact that apparently we have not beaten Chapel Hill since 2003, I think, is the stat I was told. The kids really want this game, and they want to continue progress and getting better and prove they're better than the 1-3.
Chapel Hill, they're winless this year, but it seems that they've had a couple tough luck losses, you know, one-point margins. So how do you motivate your team and so they can realize that this isn't your normal, you know, 0-3 team you're going to be facing this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly quite honestly, I don't think the kids are even looking at it as 0-3. I don't think they even knew they were 0-3 until I mentioned it yesterday. They're just thinking it's Chapel Hill. And, you know, they thought we had a chance last year, especially, you know, we're first and goal. Some of the fourth quarter, you know, we could have gone up. We scored. We can't get it in. And we stop them, and we fumble a punt. And it was a close game until that last touchdown towards the last 3 minutes of the game. So I think they're just more focused on the fact that this is Chapel Hill. This is their town rival. And regardless of what the schedule is, they're going to play tough. So I really haven't had to harp on the fact that 0-3 and, you know, state that, hey, we can't take them lightly because we're 1-3. We can't take anybody lightly. So I think the part is just more, hey, Chapel Hill, East Chapel Hill, we got to go play.
That was East Chapel Hill coach Sherman regarding his team's matchup versus Chapel Hill. When we return to the grid with Matt and Matt, we'll talk to Pittsboro Northwood coach Bill Hall.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. What does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network, and we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim compares national carriers' average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim compares data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Thanks for rejoining us on The Grid with Matt and Matt. It's time for my interview, Matt Paul, with Pittsboro Northward coach Bill Hall, who has his team off to a blistering 4-0 start and just may head up our WCHL Chapelboro.com Super 6 later on in the program, but you're going to have to stay tuned to find that out.
Okay, coach, with a bye week this week, it's time for a mid-season report card. What do you say? Report cards are fun, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It's more important this week, though, to have that bye week so we can get some of these injuries healed up. But, you know, we always try to look back and see where we're at offensively and defensively and special teams. So here we go.
Excellent segue. Offensively, obviously, you have to be pretty happy about Ty at quarterback. You got the running game, you got the wide out, and you're getting good protection. I guess start with the playmakers first. Are they exceeding expectations for you at this point, even?
Well, coming in, we thought we had some playmakers. Did we think we were going to be doing exactly what we've done? Probably not. That being said, there's a lot of room for improvement. You know, Ty's thrown the ball really well, but he's missed some throws as well. We've had way too many drop passes by some of our receivers, and that's something we're working on continuously to improve. And, you know, the running backs don't always hit the right hole. So, you know, that's something that that we're working on this week in practice as well. On the O-line, you know, those five young men have really come a long way. Center Jack Dalton, guard Luke Spock, guard Jacob Leviner, tackle Dylan Jarman, and tackle Dimitri Nobles have really come a long way. And but they're not satisfied. They got to keep improving week to week.
Well, that's good that you have them taking that approach. Big challenges ahead still with 4 weeks, four tough opponents still. Particularly Orange. We'll focus more on them next week for that preview. Are you looking to develop some depth beyond your big three playmakers too?
Well, yeah, most definitely. You know, Montel Goods needs to step it up a little bit at that other running back spot. Jacob Fowler, our backup quarterback, has gotten a lot of reps this week under center. Well, not under center, from the center since we're in shotgun. And all the receivers, you know, we had 10 kids catch the ball the other night. Yeah, Jalen got the most of them, but, you know, we had 10 other or 9 other receivers catch the ball the other night. So that's something we're continuously working on.
That's nice balance. You may not have even gone in thinking you could play that many different players in a big rivalry game like that.
Well, I'll tell you, these young men have bought into this system, and they, like we said Friday night, you know, we started working on this stuff in March. It's not like we just incorporated it come August 1st. And, you know, we've had a lot of different receivers learn the routes, learn the plays, and it's worked really well for us.
And if you were to give a letter grade, what would you say for offense at this point?
We'll say a B, because, like I said, we've got a lot of room for improvement, and it's getting ready to get a lot tougher.
Okay, defense, moving on. Evaluate their performance so far. Probably with the big playmakers, sometimes we can overlook just how good your defense has been through 4-0.
Well, I've said it since day one. Our heart and soul of this team is our defensive line. I mean, those four young men are all returning starters. Elijah Washington, Jay Williams were all conference performers last year. Hunter Blackman and Brady Coning were honorable mention all-conference last year. And Daquan Brooks has stepped in there as that one sub that we're using a lot and done some really good stuff for us. But they are the heart and soul of this team, and they've been leaders on the field and leaders by example. So they've got to continue to play well. Linebacking core was a question mark coming in. Jared Worley, at one of the outside linebackers, is leading the team in tackles and doing some really good stuff for us. That being said, just like offensively, we got to continue to get better there. Our secondary, we got to get better there as well.
Let up a few big plays here and there.
Well, we have, but they're working hard in practice every day. Coach Harrington coaches my D-backs and does a great job with them, and they're going to keep getting better. But again, you show me a D-back that doesn't get burnt in games every once in a while.
At any level.
Exactly, at any level, and I'm going to show you a very special player. So those guys are working hard, and we're going to keep getting better.
Letter grade for them?
We're going to stay a B. I mean, because, again, we've got a lot of room for improvement. So, you know, very happy to be 4-0. I mean, a beast alternative, but we're not satisfied by any stretch of the imagination.
That was Pittsburgh Northwood coach Bill Hall. And up next, we'll release WCHL Super 6 rankings, we'll have a preview and pick segment, and we'll release and name our Grid Grade of the Week. Who will it be this week? Stay tuned after the break on The Grid with Matt and Matt.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. By now, you've heard about our fountain drinks made with 100% filtered water served at a chilly 34 degrees with our chewy ice. They're guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Right now, we're giving you the opportunity to win free fountain drinks for a year. Simply visit our Facebook page and look for the contest icon. Contest runs through September.
Cruisers, good to go.
Thanks for joining us on The Grid with Matt and Matt. It's time for our picks of the week, followed by our Chapelboro.com Super 6 poll and our new Grid Grade of the Week. Okay, first game of two in the area, Chapel Hill against East Chapel Hill at East Chapel Hill. Love those local rivalry games, Matto. Coming off a bye week for Chapel Hill, 0-3 start. Two losses by four total points to Riverside and Carrboro. So obviously really competitive and hungry. Against East Chapel Hill, 1-3 after being rolled by Southern Alamance, but the previous week had that win over Cedar Ridge. How do you see this game going, Matt?
It's gonna be a very tough game. I see a lot of confidence in both coaching staffs. I see, you know, players that haven't given up despite the rough starts, which is tough with high school athletes sometimes. You know, they've talked about how eager their players are to show up to practice still, especially with this big rivalry game coming up. Matt, I think I'm going to have to go with the home team in this one, East Chapel Hill. I think they're going to pull it out under the lights over there, but it'll be a great contest.
I've gone back and forth on this a little bit myself because Chapel Hill was so competitive with Carrboro. I want to pick them, but again, the final line for me is the home field advantage. So I'm going to agree with you and say East Chapel Hill. And then our second game. Well, by the way, that game is on WCHLChapelboro.com. We want to be sure to point that out.
Right after this, you can tune in here. Paul Connell will have that call, so I'm very excited to listen in. What about you, Matt P?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And excited to see how Carrboro bounces back at South Granville. 41-19, 3-1 after a romp at home there to Northwood. I mentioned the score, 41-19. Three solid wins previous to that. And I guess you can give them, Northwood must be pretty darn good. Just edged Chapel Hill, though, did Carrboro as well. South Granville 2-1, they crushed Webb 42-0 and Chapel Hill 37-13. Lost to Rocky Mount 27-14. Carrboro in a bounce back here, Matto. I see them being still a pretty solid team and too good to lose two in a row. What do you say?
Boy, this will be a great game. You know, Carrboro will be hungry to bounce back. They are not used to losing over there, that's for sure. Jason Tudron's boys will be ready to play. But I know South Granville has a great offense this year. I've looked into them a little bit. And, you know, they did throttle Chapel Hill earlier in the season. So it'll be a great contest. Carrboro goes on the road. I think they, with all that experience, and you know, they'll get a little healthy from last week. Marlon Johnson is just a spectacular athlete. So I think Carrboro by a field goal.
Ooh, close though. Okay.
All right, it's that time, Matt P. Let's go ahead and do it. WCHL Super 6 rankings. I'm pumped. Let's get it started. Let's get it rolling. Number 6.
Number 6, we're going with Cedar Ridge, 0-4 to start the season. A couple of close contests, but a rough start, and they are what they are.
Yeah, that's a bottom dweller for you. And number 5.
We're going to call East Chapel Hill 1-3 so far heading into this week's game with Chapel Hill. So there could be perhaps a little flip-flop because at number 4 we pick
Chapel Hill, number 4. Yes, they're winless, and yes, they've had a tough couple games there, tough losses. But look, they're still a solid team. Chapel Hill's got a history going for them against East Chapel Hill. So who knows? Who knows what will happen tonight? Number 4. And number 3, we have
Carrboro, the 3-1 after a route to Northwood. They were number 1 in the poll. They slipped 2 spots. So, again, they've slipped and deservedly so.
Deservedly so, because at number 2, we have
we're going to peel back Orange at 4-0.
4-0. Orange High School, unbelievable. Just under the radar, I feel like, Matt P. this year.
So far.
That defense has not given up an offensive touchdown while on the field. Unbelievable stuff. Pat Moser knows he has something special, and I can't wait for next week. We've got Orange against Northwood.
That's going to be very exciting.
It's going to be, well, I guess that leaves us one choice because number 1 is
Northwood, my pick to beat Carver.
Oh, you got to rub that in, right?
Last week. And I was so upset with your pick, by the way. I barely choked down my fourth piece of pizza that night.
Well, you got the last laugh, it appears.
And I'll be walking out the door with these Fritos that you brought in as my prize. So it should be a very, very exciting game next week. But we do have a couple of games this week first to obviously get through. And they'll be exciting, too.
All right. Northwood claims number one spot.
Okay. It's time for our newest segment that I'm really excited about on WCHLChapelboro.com. It's our Grid Great of the Week. And this week we are going with... Matto?
Ty Pennix from Northwood, the quarterback over there, just lit it up last week. He had 5 touchdowns through the air, 314 yards, really just spearheading the win against Carrboro last week. I know Coach Hall is really proud of his leading quarterback over there. He has a lot of weapons, but he stood out. So congratulations, Ty Pennix.
A great choice, great way for us to get started. I saw him the first couple of weeks of the season. Tremendous and a nice kid, too, so good pick.
All right, well, it's that time. We're going to go out to live action over at East Chapel Hill. Thanks for tuning in to The Grid with Matt and Matt. See you back here this time next week. We're going to toss it over to Paul at East Chapel Hill.